Welcome to Live Daf, your online Daf Yomi Shir.
Shalom Aleichem and welcome back to today's Daf Hayomi, Sanhedrin Pei Tes. We begin at the Mishnah, which is six lines off the top of the Amud, back to the Zokin Mamre, the scholar who is disputing the view of the Bezdin Hagadol, rejecting the verdict of the Sanhedrin, and just, promoting his own opinion, his own view. This results in a oynesh of misa, misas chenek. Ein mimisin oisoi, the Bezdin will not put him to death. We don't do it. Loi bebezdin shabiroi, not in his hometown, a Bezdin. We have to make it a public event, as the Torah mandates. Veloi bebezdin shabiyavna nor. Do we do it in Yavna? Suppose the Sanhedrin Hagadol, the grand Sanhedrin, had relocated to the town of Yavna, as it happened, at the end of the Beis Hamikdash. So even if they're all convened in Yavna, you can't apply Misa to the Zokin Mamre in that location. Rather, Ela Malan Oisei LeBezdin Hagadol Sheb Yerushalayim. We take him up to the Grand Bezdin in Yerushalayim. Now, Tosis explains, apparently, you can't turn into a Zokin Mamre, right, unless he disputes the Bezdin Hagadol in Yerushalayim. So, clearly, it had to have taken place with the Sanhedrin in Yerushalayim. And that's how Tosis learns. It happened there. That's where he became a Zokin Mamre. And then they relocated. So that puts a stop, puts a hold, so to speak, on the process. We can't proceed and apply Misa in any other location other than the Beis HaMikdash in a public setting. So we bring him back to the Bezdin HaGadol Shebi Yerushalayim, and Tosis Yontif explains that at times, it's based on the Tosis in Avodah Zarah, at times the Sanhedrin, even when they were officially located in Yavne, they would sometimes come back and reconvene in Yerushalayim. So you have to wait for that opportunity. U'meshamrin oisei ad haregel, and we lock him up, wait until the time of Yom Tov, when all of Klal Yisrael comes to be Oyle Regel, it's a public event, U'memisin oisei beregel, and that's when we do Misa. Shenemar, as the pasuk says, V'chol ha'am, Yishmu biro, the entire nation has to witness the event and take lesson from that. Not to challenge our Messiah, right? V'lo yizidun oid, not to go against the accepted, view of the Bezdin, which is our, highest authority. Whose shita is that? David Rabbi Akiva. That we delay the implementation until Yom Tov. Rabbi Da'omer, ein ma'anin es dina shazeh. It's unfair to delay carrying out of his verdict. It's inoy hadin, you're just torturing him. So how do we reconcile both requirements? Apply Misa in an expedited way and to inform the public. Elma misin oisem yad. Rather, Misa is applied immediately. V'koisvin v'shalchin shluchin b'chal mekoymes. And we send out messengers, we send out a mass email. Everybody should know. Ish ployinim eschayiv Misa b'bezdin. This and this person got the Misa because of what he did. Tanu Rabbanan. Ein misin oisei lebe bezdin shabe iroi. So we don't do Misa in the local town where he lives. V'loi b'bezdin shebe Yavne, nor do we do it in Yavne, elamam l'oisai. L'bezdin hakol l'shebe Yerushalayim. U'mishamar n'oisai ad ha'regel, right? As per the Mishnah said, u'mimis n'oisai b'regel, shenemar v'chalo am yishmi v'iro. Divir Rabbi Kiva. Amal Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. V'chinemar yiru v'iro. Does the Pasuk then require that they witness the carrying out the implementation? It doesn't say yiru, they will see and draw conclusion and have yira for the best. Doesn't say that. It merely says they should be notified, they should be informed, they should hear about it, and that will set them straight. So what's the purpose of delaying? Rather, the correct approach is we put him to death right away after he was established as a Zokin Mamre, and we send out messages, v'koisvin, v'sholchin, v'chal mokim, everybody should know what occurred, what took place. Ish ployni neschayiv misin bez, Tanu Rabbanan. He's not the only one who gets publicized, arbo'o tzrichin achroza. In four cases, we actually publicize what happened, and it's based on the pasuk dictating as such. Everybody must know, everybody should take lesson, and draw a conclusion and apply it to themselves. Hamesis. The person is found to be a mesis, misleading others to do avodah zarah. Uben seder meira. Okay, a son is acting improperly, v'zokin mamri, right, as per our sugya, v'edim zayim, edim who are found to be falsifiers, v'kulu k'sivu, v'chala'am, v'chal Yisrael, and all these, it says, everybody, all of Yisrael, everybody should know, should be informed, so we have to inform everybody. V'edim zayim, that's one exception, k'siv anish'arim, although the pasuk does instruct us to publicize what happened, but it uses an interesting term, rather than v'chala'am, the entire nation, should be aware, v'anish'arim, the remaining crowd. What does that mean? Because the loykul alma chazul asadus. Remember, the point of Edim Zomim is to warn against engaging in improper and false testimony. That only pertains to a person who is really qualified to testify. Not everybody. Loykul alma chazul asadus. Not all Jews can do edus. Not everybody is qualified. Some people are apostle. That's why the pasuk uses vanish arim to indicate that it doesn't really pertain to everybody, but the other points do pertain to everybody. So although a ben seder and meira is only pertaining to a son, not a daughter, but Farshim explained, nevertheless, the lessons, the concepts apply to everybody. Behave properly, be a positive source of influence to your surroundings, etc., etc. Okay, now we move on to the next item, which is a Navi HaShekar. A false prophet presenting false prophecy. So in three cases, he gets misas chenek, but there are other instances pertaining to a navi who transgresses. In those, he does not get misa through the bezin, rather, it's punishable by way of shamayim. In shamayim, they apply a punishment. Right? So he gets misa from shamayim. Navi asheker is sort of the header to the next couple of items, which is either Hamisnabe Mashalei Shama, he's presenting false testimony, false prophecy, presenting some sort of nevuah which he never received from Shamayim, Umashalei Nemarloi, or something which was not told to him, although told to a different Navi, and he somehow got wind of it, he's presenting it as his nevuah. That's also a problem. In both these, Misase B'deyodin, the Bezin will put him to death, Chenek, Aval But. And the following three, Hakayv Hashem Nevoase, like classic case, Yoina ben Amitai, who was instructed by Hashem to publicize a message, a Nevoah, and he withheld that Nevoah. V'mavatar al divrei Navi, or one who negates, takes light, the word of a Navi, ignores it, does not listen to a Navi. V'navi she'avar al divrei atzmi, or another version of this, where the Navi himself fails to take heed to his own nevuah. In these cases, misasei bidei shamayim, it's not something that the Bezin deals with, Hashem deals with it. Shenamar, Anochi, I, Hashem, Edrish Mimi will take care of it. Here's another example of a Navi HaSheker, who gets misas chenek, hamesnavi b'shem o'etz kechavim. So he's allegedly quoting the Avodah Zarah, v'omer, he says, kach amra o'etz kechavim, such and such was told to me by the Avodah Zarah. Afilu kivin es halacha, latame es hatame, latare es hatare. Even though he's right on target in terms of the integrity of what he's saying, meaning he's merely promoting the proper halacha, something which is meant to be tame, he's proclaiming as tame in the name of Avodah Zarah. And tar. But since he's quoting the Avodah Zarah, he gets chenek. Here come some more examples of chenek applied to different cases, unrelated to a navi. Habaal eshesish, one gets involved with a married woman. Kivish shenichnas alushus habaal, and as soon as she was taken into the husband's possession for marriage, afal bishlein nivul, even though he didn't physically interact with her, she's considered an eshesish, and therefore habaal leha hareza b'chenek. And finally, we have v'zemi v'ibas koinu b'yala. Those edim were discovered to be edim zemimin, alleging that a woman from a Kohen family got involved as nus, and she was supposed to get strefa. They do not get strefa. They only get chenek. Boyala, likewise, the man who actually was involved with her, if it was really true, so he doesn't get the same as her, he gets a chenek. Shekol hamuzamin magdim lo isa misa. Typically, we have a rule. Edim zemin receive the same identical punishment they intended on imposing on their hapless victim. Except, this is one exception, chutz mizemi bas koyin, except for the zemi of a bas koyin, leget chenek rather than sreif. Ubayala, likewise, the man, if he was really involved with her. Tana Rabbanan. So basically, going back to the Navi, we have two categories, three and three. Shloisha misasim bidei adam, shloisha misasim bidei shamayim. In three cases, the Navi gets killed by the bezin. In three cases, bidei shamayim. Okay, so in the first three, we have amisnabi mashaloi shama, umashaloi namarloi, amisnabi b'shem v'izkechavim. He's alleging that he heard something from Hashem which he didn't. He's presenting something which was told to a different Navi, or he's sourcing himself an Avodah Zarah. In these three cases, the punishment is chenek, misasim b'dei adam. But in the following three cases, HaKoyim Yishas Nebu Asa, he holds back his Nebu, Mamata Divin Navi ignores the Navi's instructions, V'Navi Shavar Divin Asma, he ignores his own views. In these three, misasim b'dei shamay. Menon Emili, how do we know this is so? Amar Vidamra. Tamakra. Acha Navi Asher Yazid L'davar Bishmi. The Navi will brazenly go ahead and present something in my name, in Hashem's name, which was not told to him. That's referring to Zeha Misnabi Mashiach Shama. He's saying some nevuah which he never heard. Pasuk continues, Vashaloi Tzivi Siv, something which was not instructed and told to him. Halachaveru Tzivi Siv, apparently it was told to his colleague. What's this? Zeha Misnabi Mashiach Damarloi. He's promoting something which was not told to him, rather to another Navi. And finally, we have Vashir Davar B'Shem Alim Achirim. Who's that? Zemes Nabi, V'Shem V'Tzkechav, he's quoting Avodah Zarah. In all three, we say Yuxiv, V'Meis HaNavi Ahu. And what does Meis mean? V'Chom Misa, Hamura B'Tayr Stam, unspecified Misa, Eina L'Chenek, referring to Chenek. So we covered the first three. Now come the next three. HaKayi V'Shes Nebu Asa, holds back his Nebu, V'Mvata Al-Divir Navi, V'Navi Shavar Al-Divir Atzme. In these three, Misas Nidei Shemayim, D'Chsiv, as the Pasuk says, V'Yisha Shalo Yishma. One who will not listen to the Navi. So we have sort of three applications to the same, three pronunciations to the same word, applying to the three cases that we just mentioned. Karevei le'yashmiah, we can read it as le'yashmiah. He will not disseminate and publicize the nevuah. Okay? Ve'karevei le'yishma el-dvari. You have a person who's not going to listen, right? Not listening to the El Dvarai, to my words, he's not listening to the Navi. And Rashi explains, that could also be read Yishama, which means to say that the Navi himself will not pay attention to what's being told to him. In all three we say, Uksiv, Anoichi, Edresh, Me'imai, which means death by heaven, B'dei Shemai. Let's have some examples of these various problematic Nevi'im. Hamasnabi Mashalei Shama. So he promotes something which he never heard. Kigoyim, for instance, Sitkia Meknana, Dachsiv, Vayasla Sitkia Meknana, Karni Basel. So he instructed Achav to make these metal horns to symbolize his victory over Aram, which was really never told to him. It wasn't a real Nebuah. Asks the Gemara, why are we blaming it on him? My Havali Lamevet, what should Sitkia have done? He was fooled. He was misled by the spirit of Navis. Ruach, the spirit of Navis, who had been killed by Achav, who was now trying to turn around and trip up Achav. At Isay, that spirit misled Tzidkia into thinking that this was a real prophecy. Tachsiv, Vayimar Hashem, Hashem declares, Mi yifates Achav, v'yalbri v'yipol b'rom izgilut. Who's going to fool Achav and get him to engage in warfare and be defeated? Who offered his services? So the spirit presented himself to Hashem, I'm going to do it. And Hashem says, okay, go ahead, you'll be successful. Tiftev gam tucha. Save asakin, go out and do it. Amar Vida might say, what does tsei mean? Tsei mechitzasi, leave my abode. Because basically, he was going to engage in trickery and falsehood, and therefore he was rejected from Hashem's abode, which is a place of total truth. But in any case, he set out on a mission. My ruach, who's the ruach? I'm Rabbi Yechanan, Ruchishal Novice Israeli, who was a victim of Achav. So he went and he tricked Tzidkia, a real Navi, into this sort of prophecy, which led him to make the these props. So why was it his fault? Says the Gemara, Havelei L'Meidach. He could have researched it a bit further and discovered the whole thing was just a phony. Tzidkiah could have. Why? Because Rabbi Yitzchak. The Rabbi Yitzchak, Signoin Echad Oidel Kamen Avim. One message from Hashem surfaces differently depending on which Navi is getting it. Meaning, one message goes out to all the Navim, and each Navi sort of receives it and internalizes it and analyzes it and presents it in his own way, the way he perceives it, right? The way he perceives the vision. We never find that two Navim will express themselves the same identical way. As we find, for example, Avadi, Amar. This is regarding, I think, Bavel. Avadi has used the Lashon Zodah in Nibcha Shiacha. Yirmiyah used a different Lashon. Amar, Tiflitzascha, Heshiyashcha, Zodah in Nibcha. So we have different variations of the same Nivua. And that makes sense. But over here, all the Navim at that time of Tzidkiyah express themselves the same identical way. Vahani. And these Navim today, Midika Amri Kulu Kadot, since they're all expressing themselves the same way, Shema Mina. Oh, that should have raised a red flag. Shema Mina Loi Klum Kamri. Apparently it's false. Asks the Gemara, Duma Lo Yava Yadalei Laha the Rabbi Yitzchak. Maybe Tzidkiyah was not aware of this rule that identical prophecies is a problem. Well, Yehoshaphat Abba Hassam. V'ka'amrlu. Actually, Yehoshaphat was standing there. And he told him, there's something off, there's something wrong. T'chsiv, v'yemei Yehoshaphat. Ain't point Navi, Eil Hashem, there's no Navi. Amrlu, so Tzidkiyah responded, what do you mean there's no Navi? Hayka Kohani, look at all these Navim. Amrlu, he says, no, doesn't count. Kach mekablan beis Abi Abba. I have this tradition from my ancestors that if it's unanimous, it's a problem. Signan echad oidul kamen avim, vein shnei avim, misnabim v'signan echad. So he should have known better. In any case, that's an example of a Navi. In this case, he sort of mistakenly presented a Navua, thinking it was real, but it wasn't really. An example of the next thing. Do we have an example in our history of a Navi who expressed Navua which was real but was not told to him, it was told to another Navi? Going, for instance, Chanani ben Azur. It happened to him. The Koy Yirmiyah b'Shukalyan. Yirmiyah was sitting in the upper market in Yerushalayim. Ka'aman, he was saying as follows. Ka'aman Hashem Tzivakos. He was quoting Hashem for real. Hinani Shavers Keshes Elam. I'm going to break the strength of Elam. Nosa Chananya. He didn't speak about Bavel. But Chananya drew a conclusion from the Nebuah of Yirmiyah and applied it to Bavel as well. Nosa Chananya Kalbachemer Ba'atzer. Mein Kalbachem. Look. Ma Elam Shalei Ba'al Azra's Bavel. Elam which only came to help Bavel, destroy and, right? Omer HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hidden Yishever's Keshes Elam. Hashem promises to break their power. Certainly the Babylonians themselves, the constant, Atzman, of course, Lachaz Kamakam, certainly they'll be destroyed. And based on this derivation, he concocted his own prophecy. Also, Iyu B'Shukatach, he came to the lower market, and he presented, in the name of Hashem, Amar, Koyman Hashem, Shivarti as going. Shivarti as Oil Melech Bavel. Okay, so basically, it was not sold to him. And he said it anyways. Amalei Propel Abaye. Well, it wasn't told at all. Hay L'Chaveiro Namili Nemar. We're looking for an example of Nevuah told to A and recited by B. The Nevuah against Bavel wasn't told to anybody. He was totally invented. Amalei, no, he said, no, given the Siyah Kavachem, the Midrash Shinsa Kavachem, or something that a Chacham can develop. Come on, the Itmar Lay, dummy. So, yeah, it was a fair conclusion. Hashem is going to break Elam, is going to break Bavel. Problem wasn't that the actual concept wasn't true. It was true. Problem is, it wasn't his business speaking about it. Who knew? It wasn't told to him. He shouldn't have gotten involved in that. An example of Hamasnabi B'Shem V'Skechavim. Classic, right? The Nevi'im of the Avodah Zarah would present all kinds of prophecies allegedly in the name of Avodah Zarah. Next, what's an example of HaKoyvesh Es Nevo Asai? That's a classic case. K'gon Yonim and Amitai. Who try to suppress his message. A person who disregards the message of a Navi, Kigoin, Chavrei de Micha, Micha's friend, Dechsiv, Ishachan be Hanavim, Omar Re'eo, Bidar Hashem, Akinin, no, Vaimoni Ishla Koisoi. So the Micha tried to get a friend to slap him, to hit him, which was symbolic of the upcoming defeat of Achav in the hands of Aram, and he He refused to comply. Uksiv, what happened to him? Vayemer lo, yan shalom shamat, because you didn't, right? He got killed, he got punished. V'navi shavar dira atzmai, an example of a navi who disregards his own message, going, Eidu ha-navi. Eidu ha-navi had a nevuah which he didn't listen to. Tuksiv, ki kein tziva, ksiv, vayemer lo, gam ani navi kamecha. So he was told to keep away from Yeravam's meal. That was his nevuah. Uksiv, and then a false prophet came and undid that message. I'm also a prophet like you. Go ahead and enjoy your meal. Uksiv and Idoi backtracked from his own nevuah, and he listened to him, and he went to have the meal. And what happened? He got killed later. Uksiv, he got killed through a line. Tani, so we covered all six cases. Some are misa b'dei shemayim, some are misa through the best. Tani tam and kamei d'chizda, nabayra, the Chacham presented the following brisa to Rav Chisda. HaKoyvesh is Nebuasoy. A Navi who suppresses his own Nebuah, like, he gets Malkus. So although he's meant to get Misa B'dei Shemayim, but the Bezdin can give him Malkus. Amar Lei. So, Rav Chisda responds to him. I mean, how could anybody know that he has Nebuah up his sleeve? Man da'ochel tamri barbala. It's a mashal, a person's eating his dates in his sifter, meaning privately he's having his dates. Lucky? He gets malchus? Just an expression, meaning he has a plate full of dates, he's sitting over there and enjoying his meal. Right? So even if he's sitting in public, he's not doing anything wrong, right? So yeah, even if the Navi's walking around, who could know that he's suppressing Nebu? Man Masrubi, he could warn him. Who knows? Amr Abai Chavri Nevi, his fellow Nevi'im, will warn him. No, yeah, how did they know? Amr Abai, Dechsiv Kilo Yas Hashem Elokim Dover Kim Gila Soidai. Hashem will not carry out these things unless he informs his Nevi'im. It's plural. Meaning, if there's a message to one Navi, the other Navim know it as well. It was for him to promote it, but they all know about it. So if he doesn't promote it, they know that he's doing that. Asks the Gemara of Vidul Mahadri Bey, maybe in Shemayim they reversed the Navua. Sure, there was a message that went out, but maybe it was deleted later. Hashem changed the plan. And therefore, he's not promoting it anymore. Im Yisad Ahadri Bey, I do have a Mahdi, Mahdi L'Kul. Again, if there was any sort of change of message, everybody would have been informed as well. Have a Mahdi L'Kul, Navi. And the fact that they weren't told of a retraction means that it's still in place and he should be promoting it. If he's not, they can punish him. Asks the Gemara of Yoyna. Okay, let's go to the classic story. Maftar Yoyna, right? We just read on Yom Kippur. The Ahadri Bey, Vlo Yadu. Apparently there was a retraction initially. He was told, Beninve Nepachas, the city's gonna be overturned, and evidently there was a change of plans, because it didn't happen. And we don't find that he was informed about that change of plans. Answer is, it was his misunderstanding. That was the plan initially. They were given both options. Look, it says Ninve Nepachas, Rashi explains. Overturning take on a good form. They do teshuvah, they overturn themselves, and they salvage their city. Or it can mean literally, in a bad way, their city will be destroyed. No, either way. He didn't understand. He was afraid that it means negative. He didn't really understand that they were still very open to changing the whole story and resolving it positively. In Shemayim, they informed him, Ninvene Pachas. He didn't realize. Ilu tevel ra, that can go both ways, good and bad. Right? So that's not called a change. I'm about to deliver Navi. Mano yada de yanish. Here comes another shayla. A Navi tells you to do something, you ignore it. How do I know that he's a legit Navi? Do you have the ice? He presented his credentials. He made a miraculous sign to establish himself as a Navi. I got to listen to him now. Question is, Vamicha, the Layayv Layayis, Vi Anish. In the story mentioned before, when Micha instructed this person to hit him, he didn't give any eyes to prove himself, and still the person got punished. Answer is, you don't always have to prove yourself. Once you're an established Navi, Hecha de Muchsak, Shani, if you're a Muchsak, it's different. Explains Rashi, Huchsak means Shu Tzadik, the Navi Emes. We know that he's a righteous person, he's a real Navi. We can't question his credentials. And you gotta listen to him. Dilu Temenach, because otherwise, Avram Mara Maria. Here's a classic question. Avram, Avinu, who was taking Yitzchak and Hara Maria for Shechita, Hechi Shamali Yitzchak. Why did Yitzchak listen to Avram Avinu? To kill himself. That's, Rashi said, the most unusual thing. It never happened in history. Another example, Eliyahu Bar HaKarmel, when he instructed the people to bring the karbonis on Har HaKarmel outside the Beis HaMikdash, which is typically an Aveira, Hechi, Samchili, how can they rely on him? Va'avdi, Shchut Echutz, and bring karbonis outside the Mikdash? Oh, answer is Ella, Hecha de Muchsak Shani. When he's a Muchsak, it's different. You gotta listen to him. Okay, on the topic of Akedas Yitzchak, the pasuk says, "Vayiachad v'arim Eile." Elokimni says Avram. After these events, Hashem tested Avram with the ultimate test. What's the achar? What's after what? My Amrav Yechon Shum Rav Yosi Ben Zimra. Achar Dvarav Shal Satan. This was following the words of the Yitzhar of the Satan. The pasuk describes the celebration, the party, so to speak, that was made when Yitzchak reached the age of two. Reached the age of Yigamel, finished his nursing period. Omar Satan, if the English book, Satan presents it to Hashem with some criticism. Ribbono shel Olam, zokin zeh, right? This elder man Avraham Avinu, Chananta, you granted him a son, l'mei shana, pre-botan. You gave him a son for, after 100 years, and all he does is parties. Mikol suda she'asa. Look at this whole celebration. He couldn't show you appreciation, even one little bird. A huge party, all for the friends, and nothing for Hashem. Amar lo, Hashem said, you missed the point. What's the purpose of this whole suda? To celebrate his son? He'll give me away his son if I ask him to do so. If I even ask him to give away his son, he'll sacrifice his own son for me. That's how committed he is. Miyad, and sort of to prove the point, Miyad, well, Kimna says, Avram, Hashem brought him to that stage of Akedah Yitzchak. Vayayimer, he tells Avram, Kach, no, please, take your son, Espen Chomer Pshimar Abba, what's the point of no? No, Lashma Akasha. He's asking him. He's vouching for him. He wants to see Avram victorious in this test. Mashal, Lamelech Basradam. It's a mashal to a human king. Sha'am Lelab Melchamez Harbi. He had to wage many wars. He had this really strong guy, Vinatzchan, and he helped the king win all the wars. Soon enough, there was this really super, super challenging war that he was facing. Okay, the war of all wars, huh? Amar Lohi, so the king turns to his general, keep up the streak. Keep up the good record. This is your last and final test. Please, Amoidli Muhammad, please, be victorious in this war. This is the final test. People shouldn't say, well, the other ones were cheesecake. Rishonah is Enver Mamish. So now's the real test. Please, be successful. Make an extra effort. Afakadesh Borchu Amil Avram. Same with Hashem to Avram. This is Sicha B'Kamanisyon. I went, took you through many tests. You were wildly successful. Amazing. Achshav Amad ibn Hussein said, please, now is the ultimate test. Please be successful. People won't say. People shouldn't be able to say, well, those were easy ones. This is the hard one. And that's why he failed. Please, be victorious in this one as well. And he told him, take your son, Esbincha. And he says, well, I have two sons. It's Bezban Yeshli. Esbincha, the only one. So he says, each one is the only one to his mother. Asher Ahavta, the one that you love. Tavai Rachim Nalo. I like them both. Es Yitzchak. Finally, he named them by name. Why this whole roundabout? V'kol kach lama. Kadei shalaiti tarev. Dai to olav. So he doesn't proceed with tiruf hadas. With confusion. Again, Hashem wanted to ensure that he does it with clarity. With yishav hadas. Making a conscious, rational decision. To be mercy nefesh to Hashem. Not like he's just being pushed into it haphazardly. Kodmei Satan Laderech. So Satan saw that he was about to lose this one. So he comes and meets him on the road. Amar Lo Hanisa Adami, he quotes a pasuk that we have in Eiv, trying to dissuade him from proceeding and be Meisa Nefesh. Hanisa Davar Elecha. Look, you did so much for Hashem, you makarav so many people, look what he's doing to you. If he's really your friend, why is he giving you such a hard time? Right? And Rashi explains briefly that look, you brought all of the people back to Hashem, and now he's giving you a hard time. It's not fair, and he's trying to talk him out of his loyalty to Hashem. Avram responded with three words. I don't know what you're talking about. Ani betumi elech. I proceed with trust. That's the end of that. Tamim tia mashem alekech. Amar lo, it's again, he tried another attempt. Haloi, yiru'ascha kislascha, your fear of Hashem, your commitment is silly. Amar lo, zechayr, no, miu noki, avad, and he's continuing to talk him out of it. He says, "Oh, you're This is Avram responding. Zachar no miu noki, avad. Remember, anoki etzad that can't lose. You can't lose by being honest. Can't lose by doing the right thing. Can't lose by being a tzaddik. Even though it looks precarious, it looks." Kiven the chazal l'kashamal shmi alei. When the sultan saw that he wasn't really having much success, Amar leis, he says, "Well, one last attempt." He tried, the spiritual route. Ve'elai dovar yigunav. I got confidential information from Shemayim. Kach shamati mechayar parged. It was told to me from behind the curtain, from the heavenly back alleys. Hasel oila ve'ein Yitzchak oila. It's not going to be Yitzchak. Ultimately, it's going to be a kerb and a seh, and it's not going to happen. Amalei Savram dismissed him. Kach einshe shabaydoi, person cries wolf, you don't listen to him anymore. So a faker, that's his einish. Afilu amar emes ein shemeli. Even if you're saying the truth, I can't listen to you anymore. That's it. And he proceeded, and we know the rest is history. Rav Levi Amar, what does achar advarav me'ela mean? Achar advarav she Yishmol Yitzchak. This was following the conversation that Yishmol had with Yitzchak. Amalei Yishmol Yitzchak, Yishmol boasted to Yitzchak. Ani gal mcham mitzvah, I'm higher than you in mitzvahs. Shata Malta Beshman Yom. You had your milo when you were a baby. You couldn't object. Vani Ben Shleish Shana. I allowed it to happen to me when I was 13 years old. I'm greater than you. Amar Lo, so Yitzchak responded, O be'ever echad atem garabi. You're challenging me with one of your limbs. Imayimer li Hakadosh Baruch Hashem would only tell me Zvach Atzmach Lefana. Give yourself away entirely to me. I would do it. Ani Zaveich Miad. And immediately to prove the point, we have the pasuk Balakim Nisus Avram. Tana Rabban. Back to the Navi Sheker. So we have a sugi called Navi Shehidiach. Tana Rabbanan, Navi Shehidiach. A Navi, this time is quoting Hashem, allegedly, and trying to get people to do Avodah Zarah. So we're going to deal with three situations here, sort of a triangle. We have the Mesis, Midiach, and Navi Shehidiach. Mesis means an ordinary person, ordinary citizen, tries to convince somebody else to do Avodah Zarah. We have Midiach. An individual tries to mislead an entire town, entire community. Then we have the Navi Shehidiach, a Navi who is trying to convince the crowd to do Avodah Zarah as well. What is the punishment allotted per case? Let's see. Navi Shehidiach b'skila. A Navi does it, he gets skila. Rav Shimon Aimer b'chenek, he only gets chenek. Madichei Erna Dachas, an individual, or individuals who try to do the same to a city, b'skila. Rav Shimon Aimer b'chenek. So, we have two cases, and the third is a Mesis. A yachid, a regular person, tries to convince another person to obey the Zara. We learned this the other day. That's skila. So there's no question about that. A mesis has skila. Question is regarding a navi, shediach, or a regular person. That's mediach hasidi. My time with the rabban. So why do rabban hold that everything gets skila? All three cases. Asya, hadach, hadach, and mesis. They compare the navi that's mediach to the regular Mediach. Sorry, to the regular Mesis. Hadach Hadach Mesis. Ma'al Ha'alam B'Skila. Just like by the Mesis, there's Skila. Afkan B'Skila as well. by the sorry, let's go back a second. My time with the Rabbanon, that a Navi, let's deal with the first case in the Brisa first. A Navi that was Mediach, why does it get Skila? I asked you, Hadacha Hadacha Mimesis. We connect it through the Shava to the Mesis. Mesis means, again, a Yachid who convinced somebody else to have a desire. Hadacha Hadacha Mimesis, Malahan B'Skila, so over there Skila is applied, Afkan B'Skila, likewise over here. By the Navi that was Mediach, he gets Skila as well. By the way, why is it called a Mediach? A Navi Shemediach. Perhaps he's doing it to an individual. Why is it called Mediach, which is typically the Lashon applied to a crowd? So first I'll explain, because in the Pasuk, describing the Navi as doing this type of, engaging in this type of activity, it says, Nelchav Navi, he's speaking to a bunch, he's speaking to a crowd. That's why we call him a Mediach. Or perhaps it would apply even to an individual. Because he's a Navi, he's called a Navi Shediach. In any case, Chachamim don't want to differentiate between him and a Mesis. Ma'alahalam B'skil, Afkan B'skil, Reb Shimon. He responds, no, Misa Ksivabe. By the Navi, it only says Misa. And we know Misa, unspecified, means Chenek. Okay, the third item in the triangle is Medichi Yeranidachas. Just plain individuals who try to mislead the entire city. What is their punishment? Beskila. My time with the Rabbanon, why? Gamri Adacha Adacha. They connect the Medichi Yeranidachas through the Xeroshava Adacha Adacha. Oy Mimesis. Abi Navi Shediach. We have a choice. Either we go to the Mesis, or the Navi Shediach, which are both skila. So conclusion, all three cases, Mesis, Mediach, and Navi Shediach, are all skila, according to Rabbanon. Rab Shimon responds, no, Gomer, Hadach, Hadach, Mi Navi. On the one hand, we have the Mesis, skila. Navi Shediach gets Chenek. And the regular people who are Mediach, Ir Nedachas, which way does it go? We connect it to the Mesis, Skila, or to the Navi, Chenek. Reb Shimon, Gomer, Hadach, Hadach, from where? Navi. So Chenek applied to both. V'ligmer Mesis. Why not connect it to the Mesis and apply Skila? Donin, Mesis, Rabim, Mesis, Rabim. We prefer connecting one who misleads the crowd to another example of such, the Navi misleading the crowd. Don and Mesis Rabbi, Mesis Rabbi, Bein Don and Mesis Rabbi, Mesis Yachid, rather than going to a Mesis Yachid, which is a different case. Ad Rabbi, just the opposite. Don and Hedit, Mehedit, prefer connecting regular individuals to other individuals, right? The Mesis. Bein Don and Hedit, Mehedit, rather than going to a Navi, who is a person of elevated status. That's a mismatch. The answer is, he used to be in elevated status. Reb Shimon Kimi Shediach, once he got involved in this type of nonsense, Ein Lecha Hedit, God was there, he's the biggest headache. He lost all his status, and therefore it allows us to connect headyotes to him as well. Okay, so conclusion, we have machlokes. We have three cases. Mesis, Mediach, and Navi Shediach. Mesis, all agree, is Skila. The other two, Rabbanon says Skila as well, Rav Shimon says Chenek. And the upcoming daf, we're going to analyze this machlokes a bit further. All the best to you, and Hatzlacha Rav.